This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Joe Jonas addressed his pending divorce from actress Sophie Turner on stage at Dodger Stadium. With his brothers at his side, Joe acknowledged it's been rough as he and his estranged wife have become the subject of tabloid reports amidst their public split. He said, quote, "Look, if you don't hear it from these lips, don't believe it, okay?" Unquote. You can believe us, though. They're done. Mortal Kombat, the long-running video game series turned movie franchise, is back with a familiar voice. Megan Fox is joining the cast of the new game, Mortal Kombat 1, as the character Nitara, a vampire from the realm of Viternus. The game will be available on September 19th. Megan Fox will be available as soon as she realizes she's with Machine Gun Kelly. Bad Bunny is intent on keeping his romance with Kendall Jenner under wraps. He said, quote, "They don't know how you feel, how you live, they don't know anything, and I really don't want them to know," unquote. The musician, 29, noted that his current relationship status is clear with his friends, family, and loved ones. Okay, but could you clarify that? Lil Nas X, Long Live Montero, a concert documentary capturing the rapper and gay icon's first global tour, had to be delayed due to a bomb threat. Toronto police converged upon the red carpet event, a thorough search was conducted, and eventually, Lil Nas X was able to take the stage and introduce the film. Then, they had a gay old time. Man baby Elon Musk secretly welcomed a third child with Grimes named Techno Mechanicus. Musk and Grimes already have two other children, one-year-old daughter Exa Dark Sidereal and three-year-old son XAEA12. The duo broke up a few months after their daughter was born via surrogate. Musk now has 11, offspring.
Dead or alive?
Actor William Hurt starred in critically acclaimed films in the 1980s and was nominated four times for a Best Actor Oscar, including Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which he won, Children of a Lesser God, and Broadcast News. Dead or alive? Dead. Hurt died last year from terminal prostate cancer that had metastasized to his bones. Ed Sheeran pulled out of his Nevada concert shortly before he was to take the stage, apologizing to the fans. A spokesperson said, quote, "The stage wasn't approved last night for safety reasons, so they tried to rebuild it this morning, but they couldn't pull it off," unquote. The show was rescheduled to October 28th. How long does it take to set up a guitar and comb? Danny Masterson's accuser called out Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis after they requested leniency for their former co-star's sentencing. Actress Chrissy Carnell Bixler, one of three women who accused Masterson of rape, said that Kutcher is just as sick as his disgraced pal. Kutcher and Kunis each wrote pre-sentencing letters, but he's still got 30 years. Good. Comedian Bill Maher plans to restart the production of Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO without writers. He said that while he understands striking writers have important complaints, there are other folks who work on his show that are also really struggling. His revised show will not contain any scripted content, and his opening monologue has been dropped. That scab needs to be picketed.
Idiot of the Week.
Country artist Zach Bryan, 27, was arrested for obstruction of investigation in his home state of Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol said Bryan, who was pulled over for traveling 78 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, was arrested for interfering with a traffic stop. He spoke with officers before entering the police vehicle. Idiot! The Nun 2 kicked off the fall box office with an impressive $32.6 million domestic opening, more than enough to scare away The Equalizer 3 and win the weekend. Moviegoers between ages 18 and 34 made up a whopping 67% of ticket buyers, with women attending more than men. Looks like the guys were pussies. Ozzy Osbourne isn't physically capable of performing as he continues to recover from spinal surgery. The Prince of Darkness, who's been living with Parkinson's disease, has undergone 3 operations, stem cell treatments, and physical therapy. He's been seen walking around with a cane, but says he feels like he's walking with lead boots, which is still better than the taste of a bat's head. Actor John Hamm joined musician Beck during an exclusive secret performance at Hip Bar The Mulberry. Beck performed from a makeshift area set up at the small basement bar following a show at Madison Square Garden. He asked Hamm to join him on stage, and they performed the Cars' 1978 hit, Just What I Needed. Who thought this was just what anyone needed? Rapper Nelly confirmed that he and his ex-girlfriend Ashanti are officially back together after months of romance rumors. "Yeah, we cool again," the Ride With Me performer said. Nelly, 48, said he believes the years apart contributed to them finding their way back to each other. Aw, shucks, that Nelly and Ashanti, making it so hot in here.
The Trash Bin.
Kanye West and Bianca Censori have been blasted for letting it all hang out in Europe, but they refuse to cover up their privates, often opting for the commando look even more. Many in Italy have objected to their choice of wardrobe, calling it inappropriate, and they were even banned by a gondola company for life. Maybe it's time to return to LA and make us sick again.
The news wrap-up.
2024 election ad spending will top $10 billion. Apple announced the iPhone 15 Pro and Plus, as well as a new Apple Watch. Coca-Cola used AI to create its newest flavor, the Y3000 soda from the future. FDA advisors say that decongestants found in popular cold medicines don't actually work. So much for those remedies.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
A Haunting in Venice is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Guts by Olivia Rodrigo enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Holly by Stephen King is the top fiction book.
Are Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift feuding? Well, the 20-year-old Grammy winner addressed the alleged feud by saying she doesn't pay attention to the social media drama. Rodrigo said, quote, "I don't have a beef with anyone. I keep to myself. I have my 4 friends and my mom, and that's really the only people I ever talk to," unquote. Many fans speculated that Vampire, the lead single from her sophomore album Guts, was about an alleged Taylor Swift feud. Rodrigo has since completely shut that nonsense down and released the second single from Guts, which we love. Here's Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Get Him Back.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another club, another bar, another dance. And when he said something wrong, he'd just fly me to France. So I miss him some nights when I'm feeling depressed. Till I remember every time he made a pass on my friend. Do I love him? Do I hate him? I guess it's up and down. If I had to choose, I would say it right now.
That was Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Get Him Back. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.